Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
So you're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Dr. Fauci announced last night in an interview that he is stepping down. He's not officially retiring, but after joining the National Institutes of Health, I believe in the Lyndon B. Johnson administration, he is finally calling it quits in terms of being in the political spectrum of things. He might still get a job with a pharmaceutical company. I think he wants to work on his memoirs. He hasn't found a publisher yet, so he's still going to make money. I think he gets a real kick-ass pension from the government. But Dr. Fauci will no longer be in the role that he currently has as of December. Now, you know, Dr. Fauci, I've tried to have him come on the show, and I get that he's very busy, probably too busy for a show like mine, and I get it. His team was very, very nice. But with Dr. Fauci, I wanted a lot of clarification as to, you know, the quote-unquote flip-flopping. And even though I, as a physician, can explain to you guys why, well, the science is evolving, why didn't he, from day one, say, look, okay, I'm not going to pick a side. I'm not going to say one thing or another. I'm going to be as honest as possible. And the reason why I didn't criticize him as quickly as everybody else is because the very first public thing he had said about COVID and masks, for example, of, you know, look, guys, I don't think the masks are going to ultimately protect you. I think it's going to, you know, provide a barrier. It was exactly the way doctors think. He was a real doctor then. And then all of a sudden, things just got political. And I get he works for the government. He makes, you know, a very hefty salary, 400 plus thousand. It's a fantastic position to be in. But as a doctor, you cannot get caught on camera going back and forth and supporting things that might not be the healthiest. I mean, we still have mandates. We still have kids forced to wear masks during sports. There were autistic children getting kicked off planes for not, you know, wearing a mask. And Dr. Fauci, even though I've been very, very light on any criticism of him, because I understand what a tough position it is to be when you're in the, you know, the political spectrum of things. You're trying to serve different presidents from different administrations. But he had an opportunity, and he had a lot of weight that where he could have clarified things, and he could have stood up and said what was right. And sadly, he didn't. And when he came on the record after the Trump administration had transitioned to Biden, saying, I didn't feel like I could say what I needed to say during the Trump administration, that was already a shot in his foot in terms of, you know, when you're a doctor, you say exactly what you need to say. If somebody needs a pap smear, if somebody needs a prostate checked, I mean, if somebody has, you know, an issue that needs to be taken care of, who cares about whose feelings are going to be hurt? You need to tell them. If you have a patient who's overweight and is going to get diabetes or die of heart disease, and you don't tell them your weight, right, you know, is going to be an issue for your health, you're not a good doctor. And so when he said that he felt like he couldn't say what he needed to say in Trump's administration, then you quit. Okay, I mean, if I work for a corporation, and I have worked for a corporation, where they wanted me to do wrong, I'm not doing wrong. Fire me. I'm not going to do wrong. So if he felt that he couldn't be a doctor and be true to his craft, Then he should have said, sorry, take your $400,000 and shove it. So he lost a lot of credibility, and that worried me because I understand the position he was in. I get it. It's not easy. You worked your whole life. You've worked for multiple administrations. You've learned how to play the game, and now there's a COVID pandemic, and CDC is making all these rules, and now there's these mandates, and our armed forces are getting fired, you know, and they want to protect the country. And here you are now becoming a focal expert and the voice of COVID. You know, overall, he didn't do the job that I think a lot of people hoped he did. He's still going to make a lot of money. There's bobbleheads, there's merchandise and all that. And I do commend him for a very, a very robust career in medicine. But when, you know, we find Tom Brady's jersey in another country in 2 days and we still, 3 years out, can't come up with any clarity on where COVID came from, when the NIH was working with these labs and funding and should be aware of what research they were co-funding in, it just starts to make you wonder, you know, did he turn politician? And nobody wants their doctor a politician, unless, of course, they elected somebody like Rand Paul or Ronnie Jackson. So they say Dr. Fauci, in an interview on Sunday, says he's not retiring in the classic sense. He wants to devote himself to traveling, writing, encouraging young people to enter government service. So long as I'm healthy, which I am, and I'm energetic, which I am, and I'm passionate, which I am, he says, I want to do some things outside of the realm of the federal government. He wants to inspire the younger generation. He's 81 years old. And, you know, he's been advising every president since Ronald Reagan, but I believe he entered the NIH, according to MSN, during the Lyndon B. Johnson. Yeah, he joined the National Institutes of Health in 1968. And then he was appointed director by 1984. So he has a decorated career. I honor him. I commend him for a lot of the work he's done over the decades. But he really missed the mark during COVID. He could have spoken out for, you know, those with autism, those with, respiratory, issues people not feeling like they could breathe with a crappy mask on their face. He could have spoken out and he could have clarified a lot of things. And, you know, instead, you know, he told the political line and it was, it caused a lot of public distrust in doctors. And it's a shame because he is really a highly decorated physician. It's just COVID was a cluster and a half. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my favorite songs is the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. I used to have that as a bumper. Got the Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. And I just love that song. Because sometimes I feel like I have the rockin' pneumonia. Sometimes I feel like I got the boogie woogie flu. But we, sadly, are battling these illnesses and these viruses. Monkeypox, COVID, regular flus making a comeback. And they keep coming. And now the latest we have is something called tomato flu. When I first saw it, I'm like, okay, come on, really? But no. It's called the tomato flu, not caused by tomatoes. You can eat as many tomatoes as you like, not caused by tomatoes. But there is a disease that is rapidly spreading among children in India, we're hearing. And it's called the tomato flu. You say tomato? I don't say tomato. I say tomato. I don't know who says tomato. Is that New York? Like, yeah, you put some tomato in there and your with your macaroni and your gravy. Some tomato. That's tomato. So this was published in the Lancet Respiratory Medicine Journal. And authors state that the first cases that were identified was this May. And what they did is they looked at 82 children between May and July 26. 82 children were under the age of 5, and they were affected in the Kollam district of Kerala. Another 26 cases had been reported in children under 9 living in Odisha. So by now that we're deep, deep, deep into August, there's obviously more cases. But they call this the tomato flu because the rash can look as big as a tomato. Now, we're not talking about the big genetically engineered tomatoes we get in America. I think like those cherry tomatoes, but they're very, very red and they're a larger sort of pox. And these kids look kind of miserable. So the symptoms, they say, can mimic a variety of viral illnesses, the chikungunya, dengue, hand, foot, and mouth. But they're still, you know, studying it and isolating it. And I think they might have isolated the actual virus they believe it is, but they think it might be an after effect of some of these other viruses. And the symptoms include fever, headache, rash, joint pain, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, diarrhea, body aches, dehydration. So as with any sort of illness, whether it's like chicken pox or COVID or whatever, you get this slew of symptoms, fever, body aches, rash, nausea, vomiting. But what makes tomato flu different are these big, nasty, red pox. And they don't necessarily look like chicken pox. They're a deeper, darker red. Now, we're still learning as we go. This was published in the Lancet Journal of Respiratory Medicine. So the dengue fever and the chikungunya virus different. So with that rash, the rash is very, very red. It's kind of a lot more bumpy, but it's more pinkish red. It's all over. The dengue virus, it's a little different. The dengue virus is where your arm is red, but you get these little white islands. So it's fascinating how doctors can tell your illness based on the type of rash it causes on your skin. These dermatological manifestations of internal illness are a great way for those of us that don't have access to testing in many of these countries to be able to figure out what's going on. And I wrote an article on this so you could see the different rashes. So we can't necessarily say this is dengue fever or chikungunya because the rash is different. These are big, huge red spots. So how do we treat it? Well, hydration, supportive measures. There's no antiviral. There's no vaccine. In fact, so let me kind of tell you what they're suggesting. They say the primary symptoms observed in children with tomato flu are similar to those of chikungunya, high fever, rashes, intense pain in joints. Tomato flu gained its name based on the eruption of red and painful blisters throughout the body that gradually enlarge to the size of a tomato. These blisters resemble those seen with monkeypox. We don't need any more, you know, pustular viruses, but we do. The rashes also appear on the skin, and they lead to irritation. You could get fatigue, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, dehydration, swollen of joints, body aches, flu-like symptoms that are similar to dengue. They say in children with these symptoms, the testing was done for all of those. Chikungunya, dengue, Zika, varicella, for chickenpox, herpes, and then they ruled those out. Then they were like, this is probably tomato virus. So there's tomato fever and tomato flu, same things, okay? So it's, you isolate, rest, plenty of fluids. They say, interestingly, you know how we used to say you put a cold compress on rashes? In the Lancet, they're recommending a hot compress. They say a hot water sponge for the relief of irritation of rashes. So that's fascinating because usually we're like cool because we don't want parents to scald their children. But, you know, people do things differently. those who are immunocompromised at higher risk. They say young children are also prone to this infection through the use of nappies. Nappies might be a binky. We call them binkies. I think they call them nappies. And I thought also a nappy could have been a diaper. I don't know if you guys know what a nappy is. I thought a nappy was a diaper, but I think they're trying to talk about binkies. Kids will untouch unclean surfaces, put things in their mouth. So right now they're still kind of, you know, dealing and learning this. It's evolving. They want kids isolating for at least 5 to 7 days. They also still can't rule out that this won't affect adults. So if you're older, immunocompromised, we got tomato flu or tomato fever. So even though this is in India, this is now being highly watched. They don't know if this is something that's going to spread and make the rounds. We have done a fantastic job with chickenpox. I really commend America and multiple countries with their vaccination rollout. The problem is when the vaccination rollout came out, and we were going, this is great. Kids aren't going to be affected with chickenpox. They're going to be able to, you know, go back to school. Parents aren't going to have to take off work. Some of us doctors are like, now, wait a second. All right, if we control chickenpox, are there going to be other sorts of things? You know, is the chickenpox that was very widespread somehow either protective against other viruses coming in? I mean, is it just that there are all these viruses and pathogens that just want to hit us? And we survive because we have a fight with something that seems to be alpha and prevents the other illnesses. I mean, we saw what happened with COVID and flu. I don't want anybody getting COVID by any means, but flu can be deadly, was staved off because of COVID. Now that COVID is getting milder, flu's coming back. And so a lot of us doctors wondered, with our success at chickenpox, and you know, mind you, I couldn't stand having chickenpox as a kid. I love the fact we have vaccines. Could we have possibly inadvertently led to other sorts of illnesses that could then take hold? Because if a kid isn't dealing with chickenpox, something else is going to hit it. And I don't know. I don't know if I'm really, really, you know, convinced of that diagnosis. But what I am convinced of is that there are things out there, and there are more of them out there. And if they find an opportunity to make a host and spread among kids, they will. So when people go, gosh, you know, there's all these diseases, I think it's just because elections are coming up and this is all being made up. Why now? Why now? I don't blame the elections. I blame COVID. I blame, and I don't want to use the word blame, but I attribute some of these changes to, you know, our robust vaccination protocols. We're doing so damn good trying to avoid so many other illnesses that other illnesses are like, well, there's no one here to stop me, so I'm going to have access to the cell. So I can't say that's what's going on with this tomato flu or tomato fever, but be prepared. And this is something that we doctors are very, very well aware of. Sometimes when we think we're doing good, we might inadvertently be putting us at risk for something else. Look at with antibiotics. I'm a huge fan of antibiotics, but man, we have a slew of issues because of all the antibiotics we have and all the antibiotics we use. Now, and we have not been forcing humans to use other sort of immunity or natural ways to fight things, because now it's, all right, go grab some amoxicillin, go grab a Z-Pak. And so we could have weakened ourselves from an evolutionary standpoint. It's just nobody, including myself, is going to say to stop, because we have meaner and nastier bugs. But with antibiotics, we've grown meaner and nastier bugs. With with viruses and the way we're trying to fight some of these other illnesses, we're going to get meaner. We're going to get ones that start to outsmart masks or outsmart vaccines. That's just the nature of the beast. Because remember, these pathogens have nothing better to do than become stronger 24/7. We have to watch Netflix and the Game of Thrones prequel. All they have to do is get stronger. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Justice's redacted affidavit relating to the raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home was released on Friday. The document shows the DOJ pointed to a number of classified materials already obtained from Trump's home for a reason for the August search warrant request. Though much of the affidavit was redacted, former federal prosecutor for the Southern District of New York, Andy McCarthy, reminds us.
There are things they can reveal without doing the things that they're worried about, which is, as we've all said, giving a roadmap to the investigation, identifying witnesses and the like. That's the thing I think that people are most curious about.
The former president claiming he declassified everything that was at his Mar-a-Lago estate. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says more buses of illegal immigrants are on their way to the Big Apple. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got some good news this year. You guys remember? We got some fantastic news. I know there's been so much. You guys are like, wait, what happened positive this year? Well, on July 21st, the FDA finalized a rule to make certain hearing aids available over the counter. I mean, I can't line up fast enough. All right, but we haven't really had a lot of information of what's going to happen. So joining us next is Dr. Thomas Powers, Managing Director of Powers Consulting, and Katie Carr, President of Hearing Industries Association, to talk to us about this new rule on our hearing aids. Dr. Powers, Katie Carr, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we're very, very grateful. So, yes, talk to us about what happened with the FDA last month.
The FDA has created a new category of hearing aids that can be sold over-the-counter or directly to consumers for persons who are 18 years and older who have perceived mild to moderate hearing loss. So important to note that this isn't for children, and it isn't for everyone with hearing loss. What we have is a different category that skips the requirement to see a hearing professional, which will lower the cost and hopefully encourages more people to take the opportunity to have their hearing checked. We'd love to see that with a hearing professional, and to really address what might be mild or moderate hearing loss.
So true. At least there's 30%, maybe 33% of seniors struggle from hearing loss, and that could not only be a sign of dementia and cognitive impairment, could actually also lead and accelerate it. So this is something that I'm very, very excited about, because we have a huge, huge baby boomer population, and I think we have even a higher rate of hearing loss than we've even been able to estimate.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, the data from NIH and others are that we have about 35 to 38 to 48 million individuals in the U.S. with hearing loss. For people over 75, it's really almost 50%. So aging plays a big role in hearing loss. Of course, there's other factors, genetics and noise exposure and something as simple as earwax. So there's a lot of things that can cause hearing loss. And so, again, the first step here is to identify what your loss is and what's the right choice of devices for you.
Exactly. Now, I know some physicians are mixed. I'm excited about increasing access because a lot of people don't want to go to the physician and all that. But you do bring up a good point where, we do need to still identify the cause, and so even though you could get the hearing aids hopefully without needing to go through, a medical visit, are still crucial in terms of figuring out the why and if there's any other preventable factors.
Correct. I think, as you heard from Kate, it's perceived mild to moderate hearing loss, and most people are pretty bad at trying to decide whether their hearing loss is mild or moderate. They tend to, based on data we've collected, to underestimate the nature of their hearing loss. So, signs, of course, are you're asking people to repeat, the TV's up too loud, et cetera. And so we really think that having your hearing tested gives you the solid evidence, if you will, to make an informed choice about where you're going to go. I mean, we expect that a lot of professionals, audiologists, are going to offer OTC devices in their practices, but you're not required to have that further intervention. If you just want to get a hearing test, have your hearing tested, have the options explained, then if you want to proceed on the OTC, at least you're making informed decisions so that you don't end up with a device that either doesn't give you benefit or, you don't use, and now you've spent money on something that's just inappropriate.
Absolutely. We're speaking to Dr. Thomas Powers, managing member of Powers Consulting, LLC, and Kate Carr, president of Hearing Industries Association. Kate, do we have any idea how less expensive these might be? I know we don't have numbers, but hearing aids have been pretty darn expensive and have thwarted a lot of people getting that care. What are you hearing in terms of cost? Oh, did we lose Kate?
She's on mute, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry, here I am.
There are
some hearing aids that have been approved as over-the-counter that sell in the range of $850 to $900. And they're approved and they're out there already. But in terms of the cost of hearing aids, there's a perception that all hearing aids cost $5,000 or more, when in fact I like to compare hearing aids to cars, not eyeglasses, cars. Because you can buy a basic car, you can buy a mid-level car, you can buy a premium car at different price points. The same is true for hearing aids. It's about the technology that comes in the device that you're purchasing. So there's variability there. And if you need just a basic device, you can probably find one for under $1,500, and that's current currently. That's not an OTC device. That's what will be called when this new rule goes into effect in mid-October, a prescription device, and comes with all of the services of a hearing care professional.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm Generation X, and so I grew up with heavy metal bands and, you know, Def Leppard and rock. And so I think a lot of people have hearing issues, and they just, you know, attribute it to, well, you know, I'm middle age or I'm older. I think there's a lot of things we do that hurt our hearing. Any suggestions you guys have on what we can do to try to preserve our hearing?
Yeah, the simplest would be not to listen to that loud music, but we all do. So, so it's easier said than done. But I think, you know, hearing protection is an important part of that, that when we recognize that we're around loud noises, and that could be listening to our earphones, headphones, et cetera, at loud levels, being at concerts, try not to be next to the speaker. Other things like recreational things as well. I mean, you know, some riding lawnmowers and chainsaws and other mm-hmm. devices produce pretty loud sounds. So, you know, having some type of a headset or just earphones that you can put on without listening to music real loud, just to let them protect your hearing, are also very important. And so, you know, hearing protection is an important part of the front end. Once that hearing loss has occurred, of course, there's really no way for it to reverse. So now we're looking at, you know, what the intervention is going to be. Is that, you know, a simple OTC device if you have a mild to moderate perceived loss, or something a little more mm-hmm. technologically advanced for your particular hearing loss? Because there's no one-size-fits-all. We don't have a hearing loss for somebody who's 55 and a different one for somebody who's 60. Everybody's hearing pattern is somewhat mm-hmm. unique.
Absolutely. And they're getting better. The technology is improving. In the last minute or so, even though this is a win, are there any risks to having these over the counter?
I would say that the risk is not getting the right product, as Dr. Powers has mentioned. Over amplification, meaning you're turning up the volume too loud with your hearing devices. But there's also a risk of untreated hearing loss that is associated with depression, social isolation, cognitive decline. So in the last minute or so, we want to encourage your listeners to pay attention to their hearing health, to get a check with a hearing care professional, particularly if you're 50 or older and have been exposed to loud noises consistently in your workplace. It's the best thing you can do is to treat it like an important medical issue, because it is.
Mm-hmm. Where can people go to find more information?
For more information, please visit hearing.org. You'll find information about hearing health, hearing aids, and also a link if you're looking for a hearing professional.
Love it. Dr. Powers, Kate, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Take care. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I told you guys that during the COVID pandemic, every now and then I would hear from somebody saying, well, thank God for COVID, because then we didn't have to do this. Or thank God for COVID, because then we didn't have to go back to work, and I get to work from home. And I'm like, I would never thank the Lord for COVID. I thank the Lord for surviving COVID. I don't know if I would actually thank the Lord for, you know, having this pandemic. Well, the other day, I had a patient, and I was asking them if they needed a work note. And they say, oh, no, you know, thank the Lord. COVID still allows me to work from home. It's just a very weird thing to hear. You know, and you don't know if you have to, you know, as a doctor, you don't know if you go, oh, yeah, that was good. Or if you're like, well, because I just don't say anything. I'm like, okay, well, if you don't need to work now, you don't need to work now. I'm not going to necessarily join in the jubilations and celebrations that there's a pandemic going on that allows you to work from home. But we discussed this a couple years ago, that there are many people who, on one end, there's two ways to do this, okay? I am a huge fan of when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. So if, you know, there's poop, going on, and you are able to make a poop pie out of that, you are able to, or turn that poop into fertilizer, a power to you. I think when you're dealt a bad situation, for you to figure out how to make it work and overcome, I think is one of the coolest things. On the flip side, I don't like it when people wish for the poop, because they are able to have a better situation as a result of it. And so now that, you know, Omicron is passing, and, you know, people have been home for almost, you know, 2.5 years. Some people still haven't gone back to the office. Wanting to go back to the office is getting more difficult. And Apple, I believe, sent a memo saying, yeah, we're going to want you guys back at least 3 days a week. And now Apple employees are petitioning to not. They want to stay home. Well, not everybody, because their petition hasn't really gained that many people yet. But the petition comes after Apple Chief Executive Tim Cook reportedly issued a memo saying starting September 5th, which is coming up, workers in the Bay Area would be expected to report to the office 3 days a week. Not 3 days a week. Employees will be expected to be in the office Tuesdays and Thursdays, as well as on a third day, left to be determined by individual teams. That's according to The Verge. They published the memo. The memo said other offices will hear more details shortly. So now there's a petition. It's only garnered 244 signatures, probably more, you know, by the end of the day, where they want more flexible arrangements. They say for the past 2 years, Apple's formerly office-based employees have performed exceptional work, flexibility both outside and inside traditional office environments. However, Apple leadership, according to their petition, recently announced they require a general return to the office starting the week of September 5th. This uniform mandate from senior leadership does not consider the unique demands of each job role, nor the diversity of individuals. Those asking for more flexible arrangements may have compelling reasons and circumstances, disabilities, family care, safety, health, environmental concerns, financial considerations, to just plain being happier and more productive. They demand that Apple allows each of us to work directly with our immediate manager to figure out what kind of flexible work arrangements are best for each of us and for Apple. These work arrangements should not require higher level approvals, complex procedures, and providing private information. So everybody has a point. But my question, and I'm not trying to be a lawyer, is if these working from home individuals were performing stellar, robust, productive results, then why does Apple need to start getting people back? What are these companies missing? Now, I've had people that have told me, look, you know, if I hear of any working from home jobs, let them know, you know, they're leaving one job or they're getting laid off, you know, because of the recession. So if there's any other work from home jobs, I can't find work from home jobs. I mean, in fact, even doctors, you know, a lot of us already flooded the telemedicine companies that all I keep getting is, can you come to the office? Can you come to the office? Can you come to the office? All right. The work sector is demanding that there actually be people that show up. You can't really serve food remotely. You can't always perform, you know, you can't deliver a baby, you can't do surgery remotely. And so what we thought was going to be the new normal with COVID going, oh, wow, yay, we could work from home. The disinterest in coming back to work, I thought, was going to be the new normal. But there's no way that most industries can function effectively paying the higher salaries that they are for people that they can't necessarily oversee and watch what they're doing. And I've been an employee and an employer. And I will tell you hands down that, yes, I have seen people screw around, and I've screwed around. I mean, on the job. I will make it up because I might stay later. I always work at home. I work, you know, do extra work on the weekends. I wouldn't say, look, you know, I did this. Can I get credit for doing this on the weekend? You know, I mean, I made sure I still had good work ethic. But But there's a lot of people that, they brag about sleeping in. I see them on Facebook. I see them posting. I see them, doing the little games on, who your loved one should be or which actor you should be dating. And I'm like, aren't you at so-and-so job? How do you have time to do these Facebook games? It shows that, people are, enjoying some of the flexibilities they have and some of the off time without a manager being right there on their butt. Now, I got to tell you, working from home, I love it. I mean, I love working remotely. I think it's fantastic. But at some point, there's only so many people that can do it. And these companies need people to come to work. And I got to tell you, some of you guys really blew it. And you blew it for the rest of us. I mean, me working from home, when I have to see patients, I'll see them on a Sunday. I'll see them late night. I'll see them early morning. I'll see them during Christmas. I mean, you need me to work. You need me. I'm gonna be there. But a lot of you guys who worked from home, and I'm not saying my listeners are cool, but a lot of the people out there, they dinked around, and so now these employers are like, no, we need you back. You see, what everybody should have done was be really, really smart. They should have said, hey, guys, we can make this work. Let's show the company that us working from home is going to be even better for them so they'll never want us back. That didn't happen. They're like, oh, sorry, COVID, I have to be home. And sleeping in, hanging out at the pool. So now trying to drag people back to work, you're getting petitions, you're getting bad press. Oh, what a meanie, you want to get people back. Again, if people had really kept up their productivity, and mind you, there's a few of you out there that did a stellar job, but if the average person didn't really put in exactly 8 hours of work, and that employer feels like, I paid you more, we had to give you more money because, we tried to get you back, if they don't feel you're worth what you're making, you're out. So sadly, and we predicted this would happen, the recession would come. So those of you that got kick-ass bonuses to come back to work said, whatever you want, you can work from home, we'll pay you, 30% more in salary, whatever you want, paid leave, extra leave, all sorts of goodies. Now employers are like, okay, we're having bottom line problems, so we got to cut people. So who's going to get cut? Well, the least productive, those making more than they're worth, and those that are just too gosh darn expensive. And I'm fearful of that because I remember what happened during the Great Recession and those layoffs, and it was years. It didn't end in 2009. We had, in my neck of the woods, a really, really bad few years with the recession. And sometimes people who made the most money were on the chopping block because they could get cheaper individuals that want to work. So, I get what Apple employees, I get it. If you're there, for your family or you have a disability, I get why you want to work remotely. But somebody screwed up on the productivity train such that now employers are like, nah, this working remotely isn't working for us. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.